On a typical weekday in downtown Chicago, workers stream into the lobby of this high-rise office building. Right now, the lobby provides warm relief from the winter cold. But during the summer, the hot sun turned this same lobby and building into a 25-story sauna.
The building is made of glass, and it has a huge sloped glass atrium, in essence, that acted like a terrarium or like a fishbowl.
Mark Provost is the building's chief engineer. He says the building got so hot that the air conditioning system had to run constantly. But it still couldn't cool the building. That left the tenants uncomfortably hot and the building manager stuck with huge energy bills.
Well, it was almost criminal how much we were wasting here. I mean, it was awful to see everything just going out the window.
At first, Provost thought the building's cooling system was poorly designed and that he'd have to buy a new one. But instead, he found a much cheaper solution, an energy audit. The audit required Provost to examine his building from top to bottom in order to assess his energy needs, identify his current costs, and find ways to save money. Instead of discovering a defective system, the audit uncovered a system plagued by leaky ductwork and broken valves. Once those problems were fixed, the building cooled off, his energy bills dropped dramatically, and the tenants were happy. All of this for a fraction of the $250,000 Provost was ready to spend on a new cooling system.
We spent about $45,000 plus consulting fees to figure out what was wrong. We realized a savings of about $150,000, which put $105,000 per year back in the building owner's pockets. That's energy savings at its finest.
Performing an energy audit is one of the easiest ways to stop wasting energy and to start saving money. However, becoming more energy efficient isn't always so simple. It often requires buying new technology and investing scarce resources. That's something not all large commercial businesses are willing or able to do. Craig Sieben is a consultant who helps businesses to lower their energy costs.
The reason companies don't do it is that they don't have the money necessarily. They may not have the internal resources in terms of people to help them do it. And many companies have a very strong sense, look, this is what we do. This is what works. Why change it?
A case in point is the global communications firm Lucent Technologies. The company spends only 1% of its total operating costs on energy. Jim Walton directs Lucent's environmental programs. He says because energy is such a small budget item, it was hard to get management's attention.
Our management is focused on making the things that make communications work, and so we're looking at how we can grow our business globally, how we can improve our shareholder value, and better serve our customers. So energy efficiency is really not on the table in most of those discussions.
But when Walton found cost-saving ways to cut Lucent's energy use, management listened. Lucent now uses energy-efficient technology in many of its offices and factories around the world. The company is switching to energy-saving fluorescent lights, more efficient electric motors in their ventilation systems, and computer-controlled manufacturing that reduces waste. Using these technologies is saving Lucent nearly $10 million a year. In the process, the company claims it's reduced its annual carbon dioxide emissions by more than 80 million tons. Energy consultant Craig Sieben says one advantage of investing in energy efficiency is that the technology already exists.
What's very interesting about this point in history is that there are so many technologies that are off the shelf. This is not about new stuff that's not here today. This is about light bulbs. This is about motors. This is about air conditioning systems. This is about refrigerators. Technology that if you just simply asked for, you could cut energy use in most buildings by 20 to 30%.
While new technology may be the best way to save energy for some, common sense management may do the trick for others. At Northeastern Illinois University in Chicago, budget cuts may force the cancellation of some classes and programs. But by saving energy, facilities manager Joseph Kish is helping to make up the deficit. He only heats, cools, or turns on the lights in buildings during scheduled hours. He says that on off hours, people have to fend for themselves.
If the building is not scheduled to be open on Sunday, we will not turn the air conditioning on just for a few occupants. If they really, in fact, need to use it, they should be prepared to be slightly uncomfortable during that time.
Kish also replaced all the incandescent lights on campus with fluorescents. That's helped cut the university's energy bill by $100,000 a year. These achievements earned Northeastern Illinois an award from the Environmental Protection Agency. The university is one of more than 2,000 businesses and institutions nationwide that have joined the EPA's Green Lights Energy Efficiency Program. Since 1993, the number of program participants has tripled. EPA officials say that whether it's through an energy audit, new technology, or common sense management, becoming more energy efficient is a growing trend. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.